Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Momba Kailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Zambia starts validating toolkit. PEP questions government over delayed payments. In international news, pupils kidnapped from Nigeria Catholic school now free. And a sports top star shows customers over free-to-air channel access. And now the news in detail. Zambia has started validating a toolkit to combat health worker burnout with support from Australia's George Institute. Vision Outreach Zambia VOZ Executive Director Henry Mlenga stated that the exercise marked the first occasion on which the toolkit was being validated in Zambia. Mlenga was speaking during the Building Healthcare Workers Resilience, a toolkit to protect against burnout workshop organized by the VOZ with support from the George Institute Global Health Australia through the Indian office. He emphasized the importance of approaching the exercise with the seriousness and commitment it warrants from the onset.
As governance and development advocates in Zambia, we wish to state that with President Hakainde Hichilema, Zambia is at the verge of economic recovery.
This toolkit that will be validating is the first of its kind in Zambia, especially when you look at the withdrawal of some foreign aid that is happening in our country. How can we build a resilient workforce, especially those of you who are frontline health workers in different facilities where you're coming from? Therefore, it will be very important as we start this validation based on what we received last week and any other information. Let's put that interest into this exercise.
Meanwhile, Vision Outreach Zambia VOZ board member Patrick Kaunga emphasized the importance of practical application, urging attendees to consider what would work best locally and to recommend trusted colleagues for future consultations.
Friends elsewhere, all right? So, these two we are talking about, isn't it? We are now saying, okay, we are validating these two. So our friends, in terms of the key features of the interventions, these are some of the key features in terms of for us to be resilient. All right. So I want you to go through this. I just want you to list the top three that you think applies in our context. And the list three. So you on that paper, you should make sure that you tell me if you say on the left, top three, on the right, list three. Are you getting the concept here? Our colleagues elsewhere, when they were validating these two, these are some of the key features that came out. But for us, what do you think can work in our environment? So you're going to, don't copy everything. You're just going to copy the top three that you think. If I was to tell you which ones are the top three, you tell me one, two, three. You choose from this list. And this list is not arranged like in ascending or descending order of importance. No, it's just randomly. All right, so you're going to give me the top three. And then you also give me the list three. If I was to say we don't have money, we only use three features here, you list them on that A4, then you tell me also the list, three, all right?
Social economist Kelvin Sanga says Zambia's governance, policy and legal performance in 2025 has been characterized by active reform efforts alongside president and persistent institutional weaknesses. Chisanga notes that the government demonstrated clear intent to reshape the country's governance landscape, particularly through constitution and policy reforms aimed at improving representation, enhancing public sector efficiency, and strengthening fiscal discipline. He says progress under the International Monetary Fund, IMF, supported programs helped to boost policy credibility, reinforce budget discipline, and improve public financial management. According to Mr. Tsanga, reforms targeting state-owned enterprises also signaled a strong commitment by the government to addressing long-standing governance challenges.
We're talking of many other aligned aspects of governance from that perspective. When we talk about law and order, we are talking of orderly manner in which certain things should be able to be conducted so that we avoid an ethical system in the business scope. When you talk about the governance aspect, it's a broad base which also underpin and can complement a determined, structured, you know, a way of trying to work around some of the key elements in the economy. So when you look at investment policy, look at trade policy, and many other aspects that should be able to be highlighted from there. So,
governance and development advocates Zambia Godaza have congratulated President Hage Ndayishimiye for the historic accumulation of over $5.2 billion in Zambia's foreign exchange reserves. Godaza Executive Director Elias Malinga states that the development gives Zambia more than 5 months of import cover for the first time in the country's history. Malinga highlighted that President Hichilema is serious about the economy, with inflation projections pointing to single-digit inflation by the end of the year.
As governance and development advocates in Zambia, we wish to state that with President Hakainde Hichilema, Zambia is at the verge of economic recovery. Currently, we have 5.2 billion in Zambia's foreign exchange reserves. For the first time, this is historical in our country. The interpretation of this is that Zambia can run its own affairs without depending on foreign aid for over 5 months, which is security enough for the country and its citizens to run.
Agriculture News.
Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, has expressed concern over continued delays in paying farmers for maize supplied to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, despite the government assurances that funds had been secured for the purpose. PEP President Sean E. Tembo says the party is saddened by remarks made last Saturday in Katete by Eastern Province Minister Peter Piri, who confirmed that farmers had still not been paid for maize delivered to FRA in June 2025. Mr. Tembo noted that the party has on record issued a statement by the Minister of Finance on the 6th of November 2025 in which the government said it had borrowed 5 million kwacha from a syndicate of local commercial banks to clear all outstanding payments owed to farmers for maize supply during the 2025 season. He further cited a statement made by Minister of Agriculture, Mtolo Piri, in September 2025 indicating that government purchased a total of 543,000 metric tons of maize at a price of 340 kwacha per 50 kilogram bag. According to PEP's calculation, this amounts to approximately 3.7 billion kwacha.
Number six, the president recently announced that he is constructing an energy solar plant from the proceeds of sale of his